Welcome to this week's episode of the Marked for Eternity podcast, where we bring you biblical truth on topics such as marriage, family, and ministry. This episode is made possible by the Ultra Global Partners. To find out more information about the Ultra Global, please go to theultraglobal.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Here are your hosts, Jeremiah and Paul Johnson.
Hey everybody, I'm excited today to be on the podcast with my brother Jeremiah. This is Paul Johnson, and we want to talk about hearing God's voice today. Jeremiah, I know that you have such a rich history and story of powerful encounters of hearing God's voice. Would you just share what it's been like for you from a child up until now, growing in the gift that he's given you? What's your story like and hearing God's voice?
Yeah, Paul, thank you for asking. I know even getting this question, I tend to hesitate because so many people maybe hear my story and think to myself, oh man, that guy, he's famous, or he travels around, or he's written best-selling books. And so when he talks about his encounters with the Holy Spirit, there's no way that God has that for me. And I just want to encourage our listeners and, try to talk you out of that mentality that the Holy Spirit and encounters with him are reserved for some kind of upper echelon in the body of Christ. You know, I was seeing and encountering the Holy Spirit before anyone even knew my name. You know, I tell people a lot of times the Lord would have me on assignments. I remember one particular night I was living in Tampa, Florida, and around midnight, the Lord told me to go to Target. And I walk into Target, and I had this encounter with a witch that was there, ended up in the back of Target, like outside in an alley near a dumpster. And I, you know, spent several hours in the middle of the night with this witch in Tampa, Florida. And I just remember the Lord saying, if you'll commit to the battles, to the encounters that no one sees, one day I'm going to raise you up for battles and encounters that everyone sees. And it wasn't a guarantee. It wasn't a promise. I don't want people watching this thinking, well, you know, if I'm faithful in my closet, then the Lord's going to give me a national stage. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is God encountered me. He spoke to me. He inclined my ears to hear his voice, whether I was a recognized voice or not. So I think my journey began in intimacy. My journey began in the Word of God as my foundation. You know, even raising our kids, you know, sometimes I know our breakfast table might be a little different because we're like, what dream did you have last night? You know, I asked my girls who are 10 and 5 years old, you know, what did you dream last night? And they're telling me their dreams and they're asking me what dreams that I had. But sometimes they'll say to me, you know, God's not talking to me. And my first response is, did you read your Bible today? Yes. Well, if you read your Bible today, God talked to you.
That's right.
And so I just think sometimes it's dangerous when we talk about hearing the voice of God. What we think that means is I hear an audible voice, I hear an inner voice. I want to encourage any listener today, God, we believe the Bible is God-breathed, it's inspired, it's 100% infallible, and I do believe that God wrote a book, the Bible, and didn't lose his voice. I believe in the active ministry of the Holy Spirit, but I really came to know the voice of God and hear him clearly through spending time in prayer and really reading my Bible and feeling the love, the affirmation, the voice of the God in my life through his word.
Yeah, Jeremiah, that's so good. So I remember even prophecies and things that were made about you as a boy that were transformational, that you held on to the word of the Lord that came to you even as a child, that you fought the good fight of faith with. I think that's why it's so important to bring our kids into services, into meetings. You know, at our Father's house, any child that's over 6 or 7 years old, they're expected to be in worship with us. And sometimes worship goes, you know, 2-3 hours. It's the entire meeting, because we want our children to experience God's presence. I know that's really marked you, opened you up to faith and hearing God's voice.
Yeah, you know, I think children believe in the supernatural until they're told it's not real. My heart breaks for how many people have bought into this concept, which is not biblical, of a junior Holy Spirit. I think that kids are, their spiritual senses are active, their awareness to the things of the Holy Spirit are probably a lot more in tune than most of us human beings, who unfortunately have been polluted by worldly entertainment and carnality. And so, yeah, it breaks my heart when we just kind of shove kids in a classroom and feed them animal crackers and video games for youth group or kids church.
Yeah.
Or we don't even interact with our kids. What did you dream last night? Has God talked to you lately? Or we don't even read them the Bible.
Right.
You know, God had brought a strong conviction to my wife and I, at any time that we can read them the Bible, we can put the word in their heart, anytime we can interact with them concerning, again, the voice of God, even in his written word, we give them a frame of reference for what's normal. We give them a frame of reference for what can be expected. And then, yeah, just those realms of encounter, those experience. You know, I dreamed early on. I mean, 7 years old, I remember walking in Dad's bathroom. He was shaving, getting ready for church. And he would ask me, "What'd you dream last night?" He didn't, "Oh, that's weird," or, "Oh, go back to bed." I mean, I was met with parents, you know, mom painted, you know, she was creative. I mean, so I just want to encourage parents that are listening today, you know, make time, make room even for your children to interact with the Holy Spirit. Be interested for real. Don't just act, you know, don't just feel like, "Oh yeah, here we go again." I really want to encourage you. It was so important in my own journey, and I think it's important in the life of children and youth and young adults.
Yeah, Jeremiah, it's so key, because I know that no one ever told us that hearing God's voice was too big for us, or that we were too young to prophesy. You know, we were encouraged, and the gifts of God really began to flourish in our lives. You know, when you were sharing that, it made me think of my own memory of waking up on the morning of September 11th, 2001. I was still in grade school, and I asked Dad that morning early, about 7 in the morning, "Well, why do we have an army?" And he explained, "We have an army to defend our country if there were ever attacks. You know, the world is evil." And he said, "Why are you asking?" And I said, "Well, I had a dream. I saw American soldiers fighting in a desert, and there was war going on. And then it was 2 hours later that they flew the planes into the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon, and the world was in an uproar." I mean, that's something that I've held on to my whole life, as, you know, the activity of God. It has shaped me in how we raise our children, how Taylor and I want to pour into our boys. You know, just last week, I was driving my car, and David, he's 4 years old, one of our sons, he was in the back seat, and I thought I heard him talking to himself. And I said, "David, what are you saying? What are you doing?" He said, "I'm just praying in tongues, Dad." He said, "And I see the devil running away." And I laughed. I said, amen. That's awesome. And when we do pray in the Holy Spirit, the devil must flee. You know, those kinds of encounters are you know, we're not special. Our children aren't special. We're not an elite group of people. I think when you just love the Lord and you want all that he has for you and you're humble and contrite in spirit and you read the word of God, things begin to come to life. So yes, Jeremiah, I agree 100%. There's no junior Holy Spirit. Children, like you said so well, you know, they believe in the supernatural until they're told falsely that it's not real, because it is for today, and God is moving and active among his people, especially the children. And you'd be amazed how God will speak to you through your kids. I know I've been rebuked and corrected by my boys, knowing the Lord is speaking through them, and also through my wife as well. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, you know, even at hearing you talk, I have vivid memories of growing up in Dad's church, being 12, 13 years old during the worship, hearing God talk to me, my heart, my chest beating, my palms being sweaty, knowing that the Lord, and I'd go up to Dad and say, I think I have a prophetic word for church. And I was literally 12, 13 years old prophesying to a congregation, being scared out of my mind. Yeah. But it was like you learned how to get over the fear. And what got me over the fear? It was a father who believed that I didn't have to be 35 years old and have a master's degree and have knowledge that puffs up. I mean, he genuinely believed and made space for the Holy Spirit. And so I realized by the time I went to Bible college, I was 18 years old. Yeah. I was already flowing in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I had already started maturing and growing in my gifts. And I got to Bible college, and I was with other pastors' kids who had never, like they spent their whole high school partying. Like their parents forced them to go to school,
right,
hoping that they would have an encounter. And little did I know, I tell people, Paul, I never met a religious spirit until I went to Bible college. I genuinely thought that people grew up in a church had parents who just like, yes to the Holy. Yeah, you had a dream, you had a vision, you had an encounter, you cast out a devil, no problem, praise the Lord. But for a lot of people, I'm certain listening today, even just thinking, oh my gosh, that's crazy. How'd you guys? Well, you know what? Or I will say this, because I feel this prophetically right now. There are some parents, you go to a church that's religious, and you're aching for your kids to experience more of the Lord. Rather than getting upset with the church that you attend, I want to tell you right now, you as parents need to and can create an atmosphere of the Holy Spirit in your living room.
Yes.
And you can turn on some worship music. You can read the Word of God. You can start interacting with your kids around the breakfast table and help to enhance their spiritual experience. I mean, Paul, you know our daughter Bella.
Yeah.
She was 7 years old when she was baptized, I would say, not only with the Holy Spirit, but fire. She has had serious encounters with the Holy Spirit. I mean, one of the things that I did that went viral, I was preaching at a church, and the Holy Spirit told me to jump in the baptismal with my suit on. I mean, I literally ruined about $1,500 worth of clothing and shoes. I preached at a revival service, jumped in the water baptismal. People are just thinking I'm a kook, you know, oh, that's a charismatic guy, he's a false prophet, he's crazy. And little do people know, the moment my feet hit the water, my daughter fell out of her chair on the front row, baptized in the Holy Spirit, weeping. I've got the video to prove it, but it was like one act of obedience on behalf of a father opened up the door for my daughter to have a serious experience with the Lord. So I guess I'm encouraging parents to be foolish.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm encouraging parents to follow the whole, like, your kids are not going to have an encounter with God unless they see you having an encounter with God. So, I feel the Holy Spirit right now. I know we're talking about hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about kids. You know, Paul, I've always loved in the book of Joel when it says, you know, sound the alarm, call. It says, gather the infants and the nursing babes. Mm. I mean, God could have totally said, gather old people. No, he said, gather infants and nursing babes, because the heart of God is for children. I think that we should be desiring not only salvation, but we should be desiring Holy Spirit encounter as early as possible for our kids. And a lot of times it's up to us as parents to pay the price, get them in an environment, or create the environment ourselves would be even better.
Yeah, and I think it's an encouragement that maybe there are listeners that, you know, hearing the voice of God has been a war for you, but it doesn't have to be for your children, and that you could save them from the heartache and from the pain. You know, do you remember my binder that I had full of poems that I would read to the church? I would get up every couple of weeks. I still remember saying, now even Darwin makes fun of his theory evolution because he found out Jesus is the solution.
Yeah.
I wrote this whole thing as like a 7-8-year-old kid, just about the power of Jesus and, you know, just being encouraged. And I want to encourage you to go to a church, to attend somewhere if you can at all, that loves children, that teaches your children, that embraces the Holy Spirit's presence in the lives of children. Because I think Jeremiah and I hopefully are provoking examples and witnesses of the benefit of the deposit of God being stewarded well, and what it can do in your children and for your children in a mighty way. So just pivoting a bit about hearing the voice of God, you know, and sharing more on hearing his voice. Did you have some more thoughts?
Yeah, Paul. I mean, I even remember our youth pastor growing up. You know, we had basketball. We had lots of fun. You couldn't do any of that until you got through the worship service or the preaching. You know, I mean, you know, our youth group grew to 100, 150 kids. It's like we just have that mentality. Like, you have to entertain them. You have to do something fun or they won't stay.
Right.
And again, we just grew up in this environment of the Lord moving, him speaking. But even our youth pastor, I mean, he was one of, you know, we thought he was like the coolest dude on the planet. You know, we love to ball, we love to play, we love to eat, you know, go to the candy store, whatever. But it was like, if you didn't sit through the message, if you didn't worship your heart out, you weren't given access to any of the fun stuff. And again, so much of the church has been given over to the entertainment spirit now. It's just heartbreaking. And for those listening, longing for more, we're just believing that the Lord's going to connect you. Paul, even as you're talking about childhood memories, I remember when Dad was invited to preach on TBN. I must have been 10 or 11. He let me carry his Bible. You know, we went into the studio. I remember being behind the little sound booth, and, you know, Dad was up there preaching in a suit. And I was so happy, right? I was so excited. You know, my dad's on television, this stuff. And I remember being in the car with him afterward, literally just holding his little Bible and him saying to me, "You're going to do this one day. You will be on television one day." And again, just hearing that from a dad is like, you know, of course, I've been on every major Christian television show in the world now. But it was just having a dad literally normalizing that.
Yeah.
You will be on television one day. It is normal to be a part of this. It did something inside of me. It built confidence in me that I think a lot of kids out there are waiting for their parents to speak success over them, waiting for their parents to speak encounter over them the deeper things of the Lord. We've got to get out of this mentality that the only thing you're going to speak over your kids is them being trapped on a sports field 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. You know, them being trapped in having to make good grades and go to college when their soul, their eternal soul, is at stake. So I'm feeling gripped as we're just doing this podcast. God is knocking on the door of parents' hearts just because you struggled, just because you grew up in an environment. And Paul, I feel very strongly there are listeners today who have a background like you and I did. They were actually blessed to grow up in a spiritual, supernatural environment. And for whatever reason, they just got away from it. And the Lord, I want you to hear the voice of the Lord through my voice. God is talking to you, ma'am. God is talking to you, sir. He is calling you back to your roots. And if you get back to your roots, that's where the fruit is. And I prophesy that to you. There's going to be a transformation in the atmosphere of your home. There's going to be a transformation. I feel right now very strongly that the Lord is calling some people into kids ministry. He's calling you into get involved in youth group. There's a mighty revival that's coming and honestly must come. I mean, we haven't even hit on this. But the devil is unleashing war on kids and families. It's the family unit has become Satan's playground, especially in America. And it's about time that we do something as parents to create a realm of encounter. You just don't have to hand them a Game Boy, a PlayStation, a something of something that has a screen. I watch parents do it all the time in church. I mean, literally, I will watch parents come into a worship service, lift up their hands, and then hand a Game Boy to their kids. And I'm like, listen, your kids play video games all the time. There's no reason why, and that's fine. That's fine if they watch television, but why do they have to do that at church? Why for 1 or 2 hours a week can't they go without entertainment and just try to get involved? Why do we just so easily hand them entertainment, even in the house of God?
Yeah, I think the Lord's calling some parents to turn off the TV or the television and to turn on some worship music, to read Bible stories, to pray in the Holy Spirit over your kids, to, you know, to pray with them. You know, I take turns with the kids praying. You know, Daddy's going to pray tonight and then you'll pray, you know, just to encourage them. You know, sometimes they'll say, I don't know what to pray. And it's like, it's okay. Like, just express your heart to God, growing in that childlike faith. It's so important to foster a culture, an environment in your home where the Holy Spirit is free and welcome to move. We are witnesses, beneficiaries of that.
That is literally hilarious. I will not drop our kids off at school, and I take them to school every morning, unless they pray for their school day. They are not getting out of my truck. We go around in the truck, and every single one of them, in their own way, prays for their... Because again, I'm encouraging them to engage with the Lord. They can say it can be a 5-second prayer, it can be a 5-minute prayer, but just putting the ball in their court, you know, setting the example, then dad prays. I think some of this stuff, it's not rocket science. You're listening today, you don't have to read a theological textbook. All you have to do, you know, prayer is communication to God. It's setting an example before our kids. I think that it's so important. Well, Paul, I just want to kind of take my liberty today as we close just to pray for listeners today, Lord. Especially parents. God, I just ask that you would just use this podcast to intercept and intervene parents and even grandparents, Lord, we're asking that you would send a revival in America and nations around the earth. Lord, that you would pour out your spirit upon homes, upon kids' churches. Lord, we pray for revival in high schools, on college campuses. Lord, we're asking, Lord, I know I could get all parents to agree, Lord, at the earliest age possible.
Yes, Father.
We pray for salvation. We pray for fresh baptism in the Holy Spirit. We pray for the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be unlocked and manifested in a young generation. Lord, I thank you for inheritance. I thank you for what was passed down. I thank you for the sacrifices that our parents made.
Thank you, Lord.
To pave a way for even us as Johnson brothers to walk in the Holy Spirit. Lord, we just give you praise for that today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Well, thank you for joining us on the podcast today. We'll be back with you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the March for Eternity podcast, as we seek to bring biblical truth to this generation regarding topics such as marriage, family, and ministry. We want to give a special thank you to our ultra-global partners who make it possible for us to release fresh content such as this in order to train and equip the body of Christ around the world. If you were blessed by this episode, make sure to go to theultraglobal.com/podcast to listen to current and past episodes. God bless, and thank you for listening.